Dr. Larry. Hi, Larry.
Good afternoon, Dr. Wright. My wife and I are big fans of yours. I'll try to give you the Reader Digest version. About 5 years ago, I had eventration of the left diaphragm. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's paralysis of the left diaphragm where it doesn't operate properly, and I'm probably lost about 30% of my lung capacity because it doesn't move. Okay, so at that time, the reason what caused me to have that checked out, of course, is when my wife would lay on my chest or whatever, my breathing was a little difficult. So I had the major operation. I mean, I was intensive care for 6 days, and it was a gruesome operation. But then about a year to 2 years later, I felt like I was back to square one. And then I went to UW, checked it out, talked to another doctor, and this was like 4 years later. And he says it didn't hold, and he wouldn't recommend a surgery like that unless you were crazy desperate. So I'm back to square one. But anyway, now what I have is a minor case of COPD. And I'm a exercise nut. I go to the gym 3 days a week. You know, I have 2 acres, a landscape yard, a huff and puff when I'm working outside. Why I have this condition is interesting to me because I quit smoking like 45 years ago, although I occasionally have had a cigar or two, you know, at times. But anyway, that's my position. And so I want to know what I've tried to Google. What are the good natural ways other than exercising, eating a good diet that you would recommend that would help slow this disease process down?
Okay, sir. If you have an official diagnosis of getting COPD, and they're pretty sure that's what's happening, even though it's just beginning, I heard you there. If you have that official diagnosis, then oddly enough, guess what? Testosterone can be helpful. And the reason it can be is that testosterone, in very small quantities, is turned into estrogen in men's bodies, unless one is diabetic, and then it's a whole bunch that's turned into estrogen sometimes. But if one is not diabetic...
Dr. Wright?
Yes, sir. Yes?
Oh, you're talking about estrogen and all that, and I'm talking about COPD. I'm a little lost.
Well, don't be, sir. I'll get there, okay?
Okay.
You just temporarily lost, that's all. Now, the reason I'm talking about testosterone and estrogen is that estrogen is a major factor in keeping people from getting COPD, and that's women people and men people. No kidding.
Oh!
If you want to look that up, you go to PubMed, and you can find all kinds of articles about that. Anyway, men's bodies turn some testosterone into estrogen. They do. Now, if you're not a diabetic guy, then it's only a little teeny bit. If you're a diabetic guy, sometimes it's actually too much. But either way, it's the local estrogen being made in blood vessels in men's bodies, in lungs in men's bodies, in brains in men's bodies. What's it being made out of? It's being made out of testosterone that actually is doing the work. So nobody's asking you to go take estrogen, sir. I'm wondering if you're using... if you need to be using any additional testosterone so that your own body can do what our bodies have always done, us guys, and turn it into a little bit of estrogen.
I'll be doggone. Well, last time I had a blood test about a year ago, my testosterone level was, what, 3.5, 4 point, something like that.
Well, it depends on the lab. That could be within normal, but that does sound kind of low, sir.
Oh, okay. So what would you suggest?
Well, what I'd suggest you do, sir, is there's a type of test that's only available, as far as I know, through Meridian Valley Lab, and I'm not mentioning that because I'm medical director there because I don't know of any place else that does it. It's a urine test. It's called a sex steroid analysis, and all it measures are testosterone and the estrogens that testosterone can turn into, and that is it, sir. It does take a 24-hour urine collection, but that way we get to look at a guy's balance of testosterone and estrogen. And if he hasn't got enough estrogen, what I mean by enough is a male amount enough. I don't mean a lady's amount. But if he doesn't have enough compared to his testosterone, then his lungs are going to suffer. Really, COPD, there are 7, maybe 6 ladies with COPD for every 1 guy, and that's because the lungs are very estrogen dependent. Who knows why, but they are.
I'll be doggone.
I know.
I never knew that. That's interesting. So well, I will make an appointment with your clinic then and get that done.
Yeah, tell them that's what you want to get done. And by the way, if you want to be most efficient and save a few bucks, get the test done first and have it in your hand when you go in to see the doctor, because that way you won't have to do it and then come back to see the doctor again. See, you just see here's my results. And it is legal in Washington State for anyone to order their own lab tests. The only problem is they can't get them covered by insurance that way. But on the other hand, the test isn't covered by insurance anyway because, oh, they don't like that kind of test. What can I say?
Yeah, I understand. I understand. So you're the only clinic, as far as you know of, that does such a test, your analysis.
Yeah, it's called a sex steroid analysis. And it's done by Meridian Valley Laboratories, which is upstairs from Tahoma Clinic.
Very good. Boy, what great information. I Googled and I never got that kind of information, so that's great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, doctor.
You're welcome, sir. And if you want to Google PubMed, put in the last name Massaro, and it's two doctors by the same last name, and click, and up will come a whole bunch of stuff on estrogen in the lungs, sir.
Okay, I am so sorry. Can you go over that again? And what?
Oh, M is in mother, and then Assaro. Yes. Massaro.
Gotcha.
Massaro.
Gotcha. Very good. Thank you so much, doctor. You could be a lifesaver here. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.